morning. So I'm currently a 17-year-old junior in high school. And so that means that right now is the time where the biggest question in life are, have you been looking into colleges? Do you know what you want to do? What do you want to major in? These questions feel like I'm really being asked the same thing that Jesus asks his disciples in today's gospel reading from John. Jesus asks them, what are you looking for? When I consider this question in light of where I am in life, I wonder, what am I looking for in a college? What am I looking for in a career? And what major will allow me to do those things? Now, obviously, when I discover what those things are, the answer is concrete. However, the more I sat with this question, the more I wondered what Jesus meant by asking the disciples what they were looking for. Open-ended questions can be both frustrating and enlightening. On one hand, open-ended questions are frustrating because in a math class, the answer to the question 2 + 2 is always 4, no matter what, because of the rules of addition. But with open-ended questions in classes like English, there is no right answer. Rather, the essay I'm writing invites me to explore different perspectives. Open-ended questions leave room for exploration and thought. Now, the disciples answered Jesus's question practically. They were following Jesus and were simply curious of where he was going. I don't know about you, but if I were to answer the question, I can't help but think that I would have 21 questions for Jesus in response. I mean, really, after hundreds of years of waiting, the promised Messiah was finally in their midst. This is whom the prophets had spoke of. This is whom John had helped prepare a way for. After waiting all this time, that's all they asked him? I would have been overwhelmed and would have just started spitting questions out left and right in hopes of more clarity. Clarity of who Jesus is, clarity of what his plans were, clarity of what it meant for me and the world. But this passage is not just about a question. It's also about how Jesus answers the disciples. Ironically, Jesus answers with a short, open-ended invitation, come and see. And it's what comes after this reply that is most thrilling to me. In the years to come, the disciples would witness the feeding of 5,000 from 5 small loaves and 2 small fish. Blind men would regain their sight, and the lost would be found. They'd come to learn about this Jesus they were following, that he came to abide with tax collectors, prostitutes, and those shunned by society. The disciples would come to see that Jesus needed time to get away and think. They learned about prayer, and ultimately, they would experience the tragedy of their Lord's crucifixion and the miraculous resurrection of their Lord. So, what if Jesus asked us what we were looking for? When I consider where I am in my life right now, I'm looking to discover the gifts that God has given me and how I can use them in this church, in my school, in this community. I'm also curious about God and growing in my faith. For instance, I can use my gifts of music and speaking to share God's message and encourage others in their faith. In school, I'm able to collaborate in things such as robotics with others to create robots for competitions. In volunteering for organizations like Habitat for Humanity, I'm not only able to serve my neighbor, but also to learn about their life experience. Jesus' question also makes me think about how I hope to grow in my understanding of who God is. How is God at work in my life and the lives of those around me? This year, by taking a risk and stepping out of my comfort zone, my faith in God has been strengthened. At the beginning of the year, I was invited by one of my close friends to join her at a Young Life youth group one night. Young Life is a youth group organization where teens like myself can gather to just have fun and talk about God. I was anxious joining at first because of the fear of the unknown. At the time, I didn't know what Young Life was or what we would be doing or even what other people would be there, but I decided to follow the invitation and it was not a mistake. Through this invitation to come and see, I've made new friends and have been able to live my faith outside of church. We meet weekly for an hour to simply sing songs and just talk about God. I've come to see that God is truly at work in our lives, no matter where we are. Again, I was called to experience the unknown when I was invited to reflect on today's passage and write a sermon. It was an invitation to do something I'd never done before. I looked forward to the opportunity because I enjoy talking about God. It is a source of inspiration for myself, and I hope that it can be the same for others. Through reflecting on the scripture, I found that I was in awe of how one passage can hold such meaning and have such so many implications on life. Through deeper reflection on the passage from John, I've gained clarity on my feelings of the plans God has for me. It has even provided a deeper sense of hope for my future. Although I don't know the exact details of how my life will work out or what I'll end up doing, I know that God is with me in my journey, helping me. Just like the disciples, I'm learning what it means to follow Jesus, to pray, to trust him, and know that I am not alone in making decisions in my life. Jesus didn't tell the disciples where he was staying, and they didn't get to know everything at that moment. Instead, he wanted them to follow him and see for themselves, and the journey would be revealed as the disciples walked and learned from Jesus. If I had just been told about Young Life or had just been told what writing a sermon was all about, the experience would have been incredibly different. So Jesus gets it. The disciples needed to experience the life of discipleship that Jesus is calling them into. And at the same time, with the same calling, Jesus extends it to you and me. Jesus invites us all to come and see. So what if Jesus had asked you what you were looking for? What would your response be? Are you looking for answers to hard questions? Are you looking for understanding in difficult situations? Are you looking for forgiveness in places that feel unforgivable? Are you looking for peace in the midst of a storm? Are you looking for ways to use your gifts in this life? What other questions might you pose? This morning, no matter where you find yourself in these questions, I invite you to come and see that God is active with us in this place. God is active with the breaking of the bread and the waters of our baptism. God is active when broken relationships are mended, diagnoses are made, and when people gather to mourn the loss of a loved one. God is active when forgiveness is practiced. God is active in and through the voices of music of carolers singing Christmas tunes to homebound brothers and sisters. In Sunday worship, together, in the love and dedication of our Sunday school teachers giving to the children of this community, in the care shown by other members toward myself and other youth, he is active in the camaraderie shared during fellowship hour, in the church leadership's investment and support for helping others grow in their faith. This is just a small sampling of how I see God working in each of you in this community. So this morning, I invite you to take a risk and consider how God is calling you as a disciple to be a witness and engaged in God's activity in this time and place. Do you have a passion to stand with the oppressed and be their voice? Is it life-giving for you to walk with and mentor another person in this life journey? What stirs your heart to serve God and others? These questions help us to explore and think about different ways that God invites us to serve and grow in faith. Now, when I consider the next years, I still have a lot of questions. I feel hesitant to move on from high school and to see what the world has to offer, simply because I don't want to lose what I have right now. Change can be scary and often unsettling. Yet, if I'm understanding what Jesus is saying here, the invitation to me, to all of us, is no matter what we are experiencing in this life, and we are learners, that God is, no matter what we experience in this life, God is with us, and that we are learners in this journey together. Please join me in the closing prayer. Dear God, help us accept your invitation to come and see and go experience the unknowns in this life. Whether they are blessings or challenges, we trust you to walk us through them, and we are grateful we are never alone in life. And we have both you and each other to lean on. Amen.